The first step is observing that that's even happening, taking a step back, taking a breath, and being like, okay, these are my fears, but what if the complete opposite happens? What if the best case scenario happens, right? We teach our subconscious mind to look for certain things. The simple act of being present and observing your thoughts helps you take control of and teach your subconscious mind to start to look for the opposite sides, to start to look at the positive what ifs. Hi, and welcome to the Endo Babe podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea Bree. I'm an ultrasound tech turned endometriosis coach, positivity and self-love advocate, a 7 on the Enneagram, and I am a proud dog mom. And I'm on a mission to help you live more positively with endometriosis and be happy in your body. On the Endo Babe podcast, we're going to dive deep into all things endometriosis, mindset, self-love, health, and so much more. This is a badass podcast for badass endo babes, and I want you to leave this podcast feeling inspired and empowered on your own health journey with more confidence and the belief that you too can have more good days than bad. Are you with me, babes? See you in the podcast. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Endo Babe podcast. I hope you've had a beautiful week so far. I'm actually pretty excited to chat about today's topic because it's something I think this is like one of the most asked questions that I get from all of you on Instagram and in my emails, right? Like, you are about to have surgery and you're fucking terrified. And so today we're going to be chatting a little bit about ways to calm that anxiety prior to surgery. But before we get into the episode, I would love to welcome you to the Moon Magic community. So this is a new free email community for my wild and witchy spoonies centered around positivity and empowering you in your healing journey, right? I share all things about healing, empowerment, spirituality, manifestation, moon magic, and more. Again, for my wild and witchy spoonies. Because nobody should be in their healing or their spiritual journey alone. And so this community, I will be sharing little bits of magic that light my soul on fire so that we can all heal together. There's a link below this episode. And so I'd love for you to join. Emails go out at the beginning of every month and then around the new moon and full moon, just giving you ways that you can create your own rituals and really just connect to your inner feminine, wild and witchy self. So again, I would love to have you in the community. Click the link below in the show notes to join. It's completely free. So today we're going to be chatting about anxiety specifically around having surgery, right? And again, this is something that I think is really common for all of us, right? We've been gaslit for so long that you do finally have like an exploratory lap or excision surgery scheduled. And in the back of your mind, you're like, holy fuck, what if they don't find endometriosis? You know, what if they get in there and this actually is all in my head? I remember, so my third surgery, excision surgery, was in May of 2019. And leading up to that surgery, I had those exact same thoughts. I was literally a little panicky and stressed out because, you know, I'd had two surgeries prior. And even though, I don't know, that the surgeon, he performed the incorrect type of surgery, I had ablation coagulation surgery. That doctor said he got everything, quote unquote, you know, but I was still having bad, bad, bad left side pain. And so I went and had a consultation with Dr. Garza, who's an endometriosis excision specialist in Austin. And he agreed that my endo had progressed to the point where I was requiring surgery. And it was, because of insurance things, it was like 3 months from that initial visit to when I actually had surgery. And in those 3 months, in the back of my mind, like, I was so panicky. I just remember thinking, what if I am making this up? You know, what if the pain that I'm feeling isn't actually endometriosis and the doctor that did my first two surgeries didn't actually find endometriosis and I don't have endo. He's going to get in there and nothing's going to be wrong with me. And then I'd go down another spiral of, holy fuck, like, what if this is really bad endometriosis and he can't get it all and I'm just going to be stuck with this pain forever, you know? And all of these are valid fears. Like, every fear that you have is completely and entirely valid, but it doesn't always necessarily mean that that is going to happen. Right. And so at the time, like, I had let myself go down these like mental spirals to the point where it caused me anxiety. And I'm sure a lot of you have been through that exact same thing as well, or you're about to go through it, you know, like, it's just something that's very common in our community. And so the first thing I want to say is, like, that fear that you're having about surgery is common. Like, surgery isn't an easy thing. Going under anesthesia and getting cut open is not an easy thing. And it's something that we experience more prevalently in our community, because as of right now, when I'm recording this in November 2021, surgery is the gold standard for diagnosing endometriosis, right? But those fears aren't always reality, right? And this can happen around surgery. It can happen around literally anything in our lives, right? Like, we start down these negative spirals and our minds are meaning-making machines, right? And so we find all of these scenarios and these stories in our heads to really justify and support the hypothesis and worst-case scenario and fears in our head, so that we keep going down these spirals until we're at a complete and utter loss. Or until you have a panic attack, or until you are so anxious that you can't even like see right from left, you know? And that's not your fault. We as humans, that is a survival technique, right? Back in the caveman days, our bodies and our minds, we had to be on such high alert looking for any kind of threat, you know, saber-toothed tigers going to jump out and eat us, you know? We had to be looking for the worst case scenario and everything in order for us to survive, right? But it's 2021. Those worst case scenarios and those, like, the natural ability for our mind to sway towards the negatives isn't a survival technique anymore. It's just something that we still do. It's like our autopilot state, right? But the reality is that the worst case scenario is just as likely to happen as the best case scenario. Right. And what we focus on is what grows. Right. And it's important to remember that while your fear and anxiety is valid, your fears and your prediction about a future event that has never happened, they're reimagined experiences of the past, because that's all we know. Right. If we go back to like what I was saying in the very beginning, we've been gaslit for so long, people telling us that our pain's all in our head, that we actually start to internalize that maybe this is in my head and they're going to open me up and I don't actually have endo. You know, but the truth is, like, the future contains any and all possibilities. So the best case scenario is just as likely to happen as the worst case scenario. But what you focus on, what you feed, is what grows. So if we continually focus on the negative what ifs, like, what if they don't find it? What if I have to get a colostomy bag? What if it doesn't help my pain at all? You know, those fears are going to help suck you into this fear spiral, right? But if you can take a step back, and if you notice yourself asking those questions, like, that are panic inducing, anxiety inducing questions, can you take a step back and ask yourself different questions? What if this does help your pain? What if you have the surgery and they remove it all and your pain reduces? What if you get the pain relief you've been searching for, right? What if you finally have an answer for everything that's been going on in your life? I think, what if, right? Because everything in our life is about perspective. It's all about how we look at it. And so I would really, really, really challenge you, if this is something that you notice yourself doing, getting sucked into that fear spiral, the first step is observing that that's even happening, taking a step back, taking a breath and being like, okay, these are my fears, but what if the complete opposite happens? What if the best case scenario happens, right? We teach our subconscious mind to look for certain things. The simple act of being present and observing your thoughts helps you take control of and teach your subconscious mind to start to look for the opposite sides, to start to look at the positive what ifs, right? Because again, what we focus on and what we feed grows. So if this is something that you are experiencing right now and you are wanting to journal on it, I have some questions here for you to journal on. Like, what if the surgery does help my pain? What if they do find it? And what if they remove it all? And what will my life look like if I finally have answers for all of this? And how do I want my life to look like after surgery? Right? Because this isn't just about stopping negative thoughts in the moment, right? It's also about envisioning the future that you want to have to help move you forward towards that goal, right? Because again, you don't have to stop your negative thoughts, your fears, any of the quote unquote bad things, emotions, whatever. You don't have to stop them. You just have to stop believing everything they tell you, right? Our brains are dicks and they do it as a survival mechanism, like I was talking about earlier, but it's 2021 and we can actually take control of that. So that's like one of the biggest mindset things that helped me overcome my anxiety about surgery. Just getting curious about my fears and writing them down, taking a step back and noticing when I was letting them consume me, and then changing my narrative. I have a bunch more things, but that was what, like I said, what helped me the most, right? Because your fears are valid and they're so common. Literally everybody has them. You're not alone in your fear. I can promise you that. Another thing that I think just helped my anxiety, not only for surgery, but I think it might help you as well, is educating yourself on the procedure, like understanding what they're doing to your body, understanding the aftercare, right? Understanding your options for pain medication after, understanding the risks and benefits of the procedure, of the pain medication, understanding all of the possible outcomes. Right? And something that I used to have one of my clients do, or used to have my clients do, and she was talking to me about it the other day, was writing out all of the worst things that could happen for the surgery and all of the best things that could happen and just seeing it on paper. Because we were talking about it the other day and she was like, you had me write out everything that could go wrong, or like the worst case scenario for the surgery, or what I was imagining was the worst case scenario. And when I actually got it on paper, I was like, oh, that's actually not that bad. You know, because we put so much, like I said, we're meaning making machines. We put so much emphasis on our thoughts and we let it consume us, but just getting it out on paper might help you take a little step back as well. I got a little sidetracked there. But educating yourself on your procedure, right? This includes, like I said, pain medication afterwards, risks and benefits, going in with a plan and like, hey, I do not want you to overdrug me in recovery. If I say my pain's a 4, like that's not high for me. I don't need you to give me a bunch of pain meds, you know, unless you want pain meds. You know, that was something, or personal stories. Okay. For after my excision surgery, I felt like they totally overdrugged me because I got out of surgery and, you know, they ask you like, oh, where's your pain at? And I don't even remember because I'm sedated and coming off anesthesia. And apparently I told her my pain was a 4. And so she gave me a shit ton more pain medication. And it made me like so sick. I was laying in the bed and Eli was there next to me. And like, I was just like a limp noodle in the bed and like couldn't even really stand, or it was not really like coherent. And I was on my period. And so I was like fucking bleeding everywhere. And Eli like helped get me up to go to the bathroom and I almost passed out and fell. And there was like fucking blood everywhere. It was just a disaster. And I wish I would have gone in with a plan, right? Because working in the medical field, like I understood the procedure, I understood my options, but I didn't communicate that clearly with my support team, right? And so this goes into my next tip, is that talking to your doctors about your fears and having open communication with your support team, right? Because your doctor can also give you so many tips for managing fear. They can talk to you about the procedure. They can explain things so that to help reduce your anxiety, right? And then having a open communication with him or her. I always say him because I prefer guy doctors. I've had bad experience with lady doctors. So in my mind, doctors are all guys, but well, not all doctors, but my doctors. anyway, just having that open communication with your doctor really can help just reduce your anxiety and make the day of and subsequent days go a lot smoother. And I guess this is my next tip, is really a pre-surgery tip, is to have trust in your doctor, right? Have a list of questions for them to answer go in and ask them all of the nitty gritty dirty questions. Nothing is off limits. And if they actually give a shit about you and your body and you feeling better, like, they will sit there and they will answer all of those questions. You know, good doctors care about you and they want you to feel better and they want you to feel comfortable with this procedure. Right. So it's not just some, like, you can't think that doctors are just on this pedestal and you can't talk to them about anything. They are part of your care team. They're part of helping you feel better. And if part of that is helping relieve your anxiety prior to surgery, then that is also part of their job and something that they should want to do. But yeah, just having that communication with your doctors to understand the procedure, to have questions for them, to get make sure you're both on the same page can really help reduce anxiety. And then last but not least, like, getting yourself actually ready for the procedure, right? You want to get your body ready, your mind ready, your house ready, and having all of these like things on your to-do list, like checked off or whatever, can help alleviate anxiety, right? You are going in for surgery. I know they say laparoscopy just because they put like little tiny slits in your abdomen instead of like a laparotomy where they go like hip to hip isn't a major surgery, quote unquote. It's still a surgery. And so trying to get your body ready prior to surgery, it's going to help you recover a lot faster. It's going to help you feel just better going into the surgery, right? So if you can try to start moving your body a little more, right? Whether that's going on a walk every day, doing yoga, doing stretching in bed, literally just like laying in bed and like moving your legs up and down, you know, like you don't have to go run a marathon for it to count as exercise and movement, right? But it's going to help speed up recovery time. It's going to help you feel better physically and mentally before surgery, which is going to help reduce anxiety. Also, making sure you're getting enough sleep. If you're anxious, sometimes you have a harder time sleeping, which only makes anxiety worse, right? So focus on sleeping. We've already kind of talked about getting your mind ready, really preparing yourself emotionally for surgery, addressing your anxiety, which is what this podcast is about, journaling on what we were talking about earlier, the best case, worst case scenario, brain dumping, all of those, and just seeing what's physically, like seeing it on the paper, can help, right? But visualization exercises, relaxation exercises, deep breathing, like all of these are great tools that you can use to help you cope and prepare for surgery as well. And then last but not least, like getting your house ready, right? I know for me, like if my laundry's done, I have fresh sheets on my bed, I have a recovery spot ready on the couch for me when I get home from the hospital, I have everything that I need, including heating pads, ice packs, comfy clothes, Gas X, fluids like Pedialyte and ginger ale and Gatorade, and lighter foods like soups and stool softeners and Smooth Move Senna leaf tea. Like if I have all that stuff like ready, I finally feel like prepped and ready for surgery, and it helps reduce my anxiety. So I bet it can help reduce yours as well. But if this is something that you struggle with, this anxiety before surgery, like I want you to know that you're not alone. It is so freaking common. Everybody has it, including myself, but just making the conscious choice to challenge your thoughts, right? To not go down these fear spirals, to educate yourself on the procedure and have open communication with your doctor and understand your options. Talk to your doctor about your fears, really like having a plan laid out, all of these things to get ready for the surgery can really help reduce your anxiety. And if there's anything that you do that I did not mention, I would love for you to let me know so I can share it with everybody else. But I hope you have a beautiful day, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Endo Babe podcast. Oh, babe, thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I had so much fun and I'm so fucking grateful for every single one of you. If you thought that this was helpful or you loved any part of this podcast, I would love, love, love for you to screenshot it and post it on Instagram at Chelsea Bree, ChelseaBri, and tag me. I would love to see what you're getting out of the episodes. It makes me so happy. I would also love it if you'd subscribe to the podcast and leave a review, because that just helps other wonderful endo babes find me as well. I adore you, and I believe that you don't deserve to feel like shit. You deserve to have a normal life despite endometriosis. So I love you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you on next week's episode of the Endo Babe Podcast.